You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Alexis Swinton from Merchants and Billions is here, as is Tyra Sky Odoms from Annie on Broadway and The Lion King. Also, we have a new Sing with Josh TikTok with Talia Baird, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. It's been over 3 months since I started this virtual edition. Days have turned into weeks, and weeks have turned into months. Hurricane season is now here, but you know what else is still here and apparently not seasonal? Yep, COVID! Scientists are looking hard at history to see if there are any options to cure COVID. This isn't a new idea, though. Sir Isaac Newton apparently researched whether toad vomit could help cure the Black Death Plague. So, for all of you scientists out there, maybe we should be looking at murder hornets as a cure. Maybe they are good for something. In addition to murder hornets, police have been in the news lately, and I'm encouraged that change is coming. On different police news, I read that a man was recently fined hundreds of dollars for trying to provoke the police officer by passing gas in their general direction. So based on that rate, all the dads out there owe their kids about $1 million each. I'm just kidding. Happy Father's Day. We're all adjusting to this new normal, but a lot of us are still in different locations and are unable to see our friends and family. Long-distance relationships are not the easiest, and many of the pitfalls have been the source of songs over the years. Write what you know, right? Here's Hey There Delilah by Plain White Tees.
Tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. It's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. It's what you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard. Just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have a good, have a life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you, but by the time that we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and do. You know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
My first guest is the star of the ABC hit series Emergence, and has also been on Billions. She's not only an amazing actor, she's also a singer and songwriter. I'm so happy to welcome Alexa Swinton to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on as a guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that you've been keeping very busy during the pause and have some new music being released soon. Can you tell us about it?
I'm releasing a single called You and Me, My Purple Docs, which is about kids being a big force in changing the world. It's also about empathy for our planet, animals, and other people, and for our world, for those living in it. I know that music is a really big way to share our feelings, and this is a way I really wanted to share mine.
Where can our audience go to download and listen to the music?
So my song, You and Me, My Purple Docs, is coming out in July. So make sure to pre-order it right now up there at www.com. Oh my god, www.alexaswinton.com. So you can pre-order it right now. And also check out my Instagram, Alexa Swinton, so you can see all the new updates about it.
Cool. You also starred in the hit show Emergence, which was both scary and incredible. What was that like?
It was really fun for me because Emergence is a mystery and sci-fi, which are my two most favorite genres in the whole world. That's all I read and watch. And so it was very fun for me to be behind the scenes of both those things. It was also very fun to work with the cast. Alison Tolman was a great person to be the lead of our show. And Clancy Brown, who is Mr. Krabs. Let me repeat that. Mr. Krabs, who is almost one of the biggest characters in all of cartoons, was there. And he was just honestly a very nice person who was so nice. And Donald Faison was very funny, and he so funny.
Were you in like regular school while shooting Emergence?
So it's kind of funny because it was very on and off. So if I was filming that day, I wouldn't be going to school. But when I was at set, I'd be going to a school that was basically like a mini school with my co-star Ashley. So we were going between the set and the trailer, and so we just kept on going back and forth, in between the scenes, like really in between shots, and it was very stressful sometimes.
Aside from your music in school, how else have you been keeping busy during quarantine?
So actually, I've been doing a lot of dancing. I've been really upping that skill, but I've also been doing some game design. I took a course in business and game design earlier this quarantine, and I made a friend there, and we made a cafe together that is actually releasing in 2 days. So follow me on ABC FamFan on Roblox if you want to check that one out. Totally weird, but yeah, you can. And so that my cafe will be coming out in 2 days. We worked really hard. It's a really hard thing to make a game because we had to script it and build it, and it was really very hard for all of it to be done. But we ended up doing it, and so that was a really big fun thing that took up a lot of my time during quarantine.
I know that you've been working in this business since you were like really, really young. Is there any advice that you can give to our audience who are hoping to break into the business?
I think that one thing that you really have to have is a person that will take you everywhere, that will really be behind you doing everything for you, because as a kid, you can't really do everything by yourself. And so my mom was the person who did that for me. She took me to every single audition, got me my manager and agent, and most importantly, she was my acting coach. Without her, I would have not been at the level I am today. That and just be yourself, because sometimes when you have a part, you have to think of yourself in that situation with different circumstances. And thanks, Mom, for that tip. But yeah, it's really the way that you have to do it. You have to have someone there helping you along the way.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'm singing Sunrise by Norah Jones because, honestly, it's about how the sun will always rise, and we should be grateful that it will, and that it's something that we can always look forward to.
Well, I'm really, really excited to hear you sing the song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Looks like morning in your eyes. Put the clocks at 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise. Couldn't tempt us if it's right. 'Cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said,
so amazing, Alexa. Make sure to watch out for her new singles to be released soon. My next guest made her Broadway debut when she was just 7 years old in Annie. I actually saw her in the production and she was amazing. I didn't get a chance to meet her after the show, but I did get to see the amazing set. She went on to tour the country as young Nala in Lion King. I'm so excited to welcome Tyra Skye Odoms to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Tyra!
Hi.
I am so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
I know that you were supposed to be in a show that was canceled because of the coronavirus. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes. So 2 weeks before our opening night, we were told that the show would be postponed. And then a few weeks later, we were told it would just be canceled along with school and sports and everything.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, what show was it?
Bring It On.
Oh, I really loved Bring It On when I saw it on Broadway, and I really, really hope that there will be a revival so you can be in it.
Me too.
You actually made your Broadway debut in Annie when you were younger, right?
Yes.
What was that whole experience like?
Well, since I was so young, I wasn't too nervous. I was mainly just excited to get to perform and do what I love with my friends. but it was just all around a really exciting night.
Do you have any like favorite moments from the show?
Definitely backstage when we would make videos and just kind of have fun, goof off, and when we got to perform at the Tony Awards and other award shows like that.
That's so cool. After Annie, you actually toured the country as young Nala in The Lion King. I love that show too. I think it was actually the first Broadway show I ever saw.
Nice.
How long were you on the tour for?
I was on tour for about a year.
Did you have like a favorite city on the tour?
My favorite city is definitely Hawaii, Honolulu. It was definitely my favorite because we got to go to the luau, we took a hula dancing class, I swam with dolphins, so it's definitely my favorite place.
That's so cool. And it's so amazing how accomplished you are already. But do you have any like dream parts for shows?
Well, Danielle in Bring It On was one of my dream roles, but I'd also like to play Eliza in Hamilton. And if I could opera sing, I would like to play Christine in Phantom of the Opera.
You would be incredible as any of those roles because you're such an incredible singer. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
Today I'd like to sing All I Want from High School Musical, the series, because I just really love that show and how talented all the people on it were. So I thought I would try it.
Well, you're extremely talented, and I can't wait to hear you sing the song.
Thank you.
Cool. Here we go.
Told me I was a star. He held the door, held my hand in the dark. He's perfect on paper, but he's lying to my face. Does he think that I'm the kind of girl who needs to be saved? There's one more boy is from past. We fell in love, but it didn't last. 'Cause the second I figure it out, he pushes me away. And I won't fight for love if you won't meet me halfway. And I say that I'm through, but the song's still for you. All I want, love at last, is all I want, too much to ask. Is there something wrong with me? All I want is a good guy. Are my expectations far too high? Try my best, but what can I say? All I have is myself at the end of the day. And shouldn't that be enough? Ooh. And I miss the days when I was young and naive. Thought the perfect guy would come and find me. Now happy ever after, it don't come so easily. All I want is love that lasts. It's all I want, too much to ask. Is there something wrong with me? Oh, all I want is a good guy. Are my expectations far too high? Try my best, but what can I say? All I have is myself at the end of the day. And all I is for that to be okay.
Thank you so much, Tyra. I love being able to virtually collaborate with so many incredible performers on the show. I mean, Alexa and Tyra are in the Northeast. I'm temporarily in the Southeast, and my next guest, via TikTok, is all the way out in San Diego. For this week's Sing Along with Josh, here's Talia Baird's duet of Show Yourself.
So certain, all my life I've been torn, but I'm here
That was great, Talia. If you want to sing along with me, please make sure to check out my TikTok, at Josh Turchin, and look for some of my accompaniment videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to our special guests, Alexis Swinton, Tyra Sky Odoms, and Talia Baird. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.